All right, Ira, you're back.
Next issue. Yeah, next. Authorizing a Second Amendment payment in lieu of tax agreement relating to Catskill Hospitality Holding LLC and Catskill Hospitality Operating LLC.
I have a motion.
If there's...
You want to say something, Walter?
No, go ahead. Nope.
No. So I'm calling, make a motion so we can discuss it.
I'll make it. Ed.
I'll second it,
I'll
Paul.
Ed,
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion on this? Does everybody know what project this is?
It's the Hampton Inn next to the next to ShopRite. It's a very long delayed project. And
the new hotel behind ShopRite. You want to finish, Walter, the purpose?
Well, the purpose is to give them the benefit of the program they applied for. They have had lots and lots of delays and extensions. We've already extended it once. Hopefully they'll get the thing done so we won't have to extend it a third time. But this is simply so that the five-year abatement period when all improvement value is abated, that they get the benefit of that period. It's been, I mean, I think it's a seven-year-old project or something like that. It took them years and years to find a bank willing to finance it.
So I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. I'll make a motion.
Aye.
I'll make a motion.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay, all in favor then. The last resolution is pointing New York Bethel One LLC as agent and agency making certain findings and determinations authorizing execution and delivery of an agent and project agreement lease to agency, lease back to company, pilot agreement, and related documents.
Hi, this is Anthony Pistano.
I'm not understanding. Is this...
time when the public can make comments.
What is this?
This is a solar.
Let's defer this
resolution. We usually
resolution.
Wait until the end, but we will. Let's get past the motion first.
Ira, let's defer moving
so
this
we can discuss
after. Let's defer moving this so we can discuss the proposed uniform tax exemption policy change and then come back to this. That way the public can comment if they wish.
Okay, sounds good. So, but first of all, let's have a motion so we can discuss the item. So,
no motion.
You just said not to do that.
I'll make the motion.
I said not to vote on it, but you can do to discuss the item. You need to, and then you will discuss the change in the. So.
They're two different things, Ira. But it's okay either way.
Okay. So we have it anyhow for discussion. So explain the changes to it because of the changes by the state over the since we began. So why don't you take over, Walter?
Well, let you know, if there's people from the school district who wish to speak, I'll defer to them.
Hi, this is Anthony Pisano. I'm an attorney with Garcio and Garcio. We represent the Monticello School District. The district at this time is just looking for additional information, and I know that there may be a deviation from the UTEP. So really what we're looking for is the expected amount in payments each year to the school district to ensure that the school district is receiving its correct proportional share. And really we're curious to see if we know yet the final year pilot payment that's going to be received. That way we know if there's going to be a shift in the tax burden in year 20 or year 15. Depending on the term.
The answer to that, if I might, is that this is not a deviation. This is an amendment or a proposed amendment to our uniform tax exemption policy. It doesn't apply, therefore, to a single project like a deviation would. It applies to all solar projects. And the original solar uniform tax exemption policy had two different payment methods, one fixed and one variable. The fixed method of payment can be determined because it's a fixed amount and it's based upon the economics of the project, which we compute and have computed on all projects to date, of which there are three approved projects already in the Monticello Central School District. What has changed is that the Public Service Commission and NYSERDA have greatly changed the method by which they compensate or provide financial assistance to solar projects in New York State. So it's no longer level loaded throughout the project, where a fixed percentage of the economic benefit in a year, being the sale of electricity, exists anymore. What's happened now is the current tranche of NYSERDA projects has a very large upfront component, and then the value of the electricity is greatly reduced over the period of the project. The project that brings about the request for this change was already approved, and it came about because the project could not get financing to build, because when they ran the calculation based upon the language in our pilot, it simply didn't work. Today, projects are getting, depending on the size of the project, for a 2-megawatt project, they're getting as much as $1.5 million in the first 3 years, actually, the first 2 years in one day, the day it interconnects, a year from the day it interconnects, and a year from that, and then getting less benefit over the long haul. So when you pack all of the financial benefit into a few years, a percentage of benefit no longer works as an alternate calculation. So we want to dispense with it because it makes no sense anymore.
All right, so because I'm looking on the new business, is this written anywhere where I could provide a copy to my client, or do you have a copy you could send me after this?
This is a staff can send you something, but it's a simple change. We have a UTEP, which we could email to you, and the UTEP would remain the same as it is, except that the variable calculation of 6% of project gross revenue would go away. Because if you load in 6% of gross revenue into the second year, the payment that would be received 1 year, 1 day after a year after the project became operational, if that payment is $1 million, 6% would be $60,000. The projects are not financeable based upon the current revenue stream that projects get. There's nothing that changed in terms of our internal desire to promote solar. What has changed is NYSERDA changed all the rules. In fact, NYSERDA changed all the rules, let's see, 6 times so far. And we're anticipating that to push projects where they want them, they're going to keep changing the rules.
I understand that. I was just looking to see if you had already prepared anything in writing or if you were going to change the UTEP formally, but if you're just going to change it to reflect that, I understand what you're doing.
Well, we will change it formally, but it'll simply eliminate some language in the UTEP. And the projects that are in the Monticello School District are Thompson 1 and 2 and Bethel Psychedelic Solar, which is the project that could not achieve financing, and Bethel 1, which is the project behind the Dancing Cat Saloon on land of Peter Hofstede. Those are the four projects in the Monticello School District, and each of them will continue to receive whatever the appropriate flat payment per megawatt is for those projects.
So there's going to be no retroactive effect to this change you're making now?
There'll be retroactive effect because it'll eliminate the variable calculation on all projects, including the ones that have already closed.
So projects that already have a signed and executed pilot are going to be changed based on the change you're making now?
Yes. And the reason for that is because they make no sense except for the Tranche Zero projects, of which I don't believe any of the Thompson projects are. And nobody really noticed that this was a problem until some banker ran a calculation and said to the psychedelic solar folks, we can't close on financing because this doesn't work. Now, when we look at it with respect to other projects, we realize it doesn't work for lots of other projects too.
So based on this change then, is there going to be any pilots that are end up being reduced due to this change?
Nobody has any idea what the price of electricity is going to be in year 16 to 20. And those were the only time that there could be a reduction because Monticello was not opted out. So, but for the pilot, they wouldn't get anything.